Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed for American TV and produced by Norman Lear.
G.R.O. was sounding great. Those were the days.
The Family Plays Monopoly.
Oh, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. St. Charles Place.
Wanna buy it?
How much is it?
It's $140, Edith. Can't you read there?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Gloria?
Well, you already own States Avenue. This'll give you 2/3 of a monopoly.
Oh, come on, Edith. Will you make up your own mind? Make your own decisions? You know, out in the real world, you don't go to your competition for no advice.
Not out in the real world. It's only a game.
So is life a game, buddy boy. Whether you play the game in here or you play it out there, you gotta play it to win, right?
Where did we hear that, Archie? Was it on Mannix or the Bold One?
Keep your mind on your property, huh, Edith, huh?
Whether it's this game in here or that game out there.
You wanna buy St. Charles's Place?
Edith looks to Gloria, who nods excitedly.
I'll take it.
Whoopee, the dingbat makes a decision.
Archie smokes his cigar.
20, 30, 40, 50.
What are you counting all the tens for? You got a whole pile of hundreds here. Here's 100. Give me 4 tens. That's $140. Come on. Put it in the bank. Let's go, huh?
Daddy, stop nagging at her. And you haven't answered Michael's question yet. Are you going with him to the blood bank tomorrow morning?
The blood bank? No.
Reading Railroad. I'll buy it.
Why not? Archie said last week you'd go with me.
I changed my mind. I ain't giving none of my blood unless I know who's going to be on the receiving end of it.
Hey, well, what's the difference?
The difference is some radical blows up a building, right? He gets shot. He needs a transfusion. Well, he ain't going to get none of Archie Bunker's blood.
Neither is anybody else, I got a feeling.
You know something? I think you're right, Michael. You know, that's just an excuse, Daddy.
Tennessee Avenue, my property, the rent is $14. Come on, let's have it.
All right, I'll give it to you. Relax, sir.
All right, come on.
So I don't know why he won't give blood. You know, he never gives anything to anybody.
He gave me this cold, I got.
All right, here we go for roll now.
He's always given me colds. Over the years, he's given me a lot of colds.
Edith, I'm trying to roll over here, huh?
It's all right for him when he gets a cold. He's the husband. He can take time off and go to bed with it.
Edith, I'm trying to roll here.
While I'm running up and down stairs waiting on him.
Archie glowers and Edith sips her drink. Archie concentrates on rolling.
But when I get... take time off. I can't go to bed.
Will you stifle yourself?
Yes!
Oh. Why do you do that? You know, I'm very, very susceptible to colds, Edith. Really, now. I mean, ever since the war, the big one. It happened because I was sleeping in them wet tents all the time with the rain pouring in on me.
All right, Archie. Not the big war routine again, huh?
The big war made a lot of people very sick.
Archie points at him.
I get a cold every winter
all
this time.
All right, Archie, we know you get the only war-connected head colds in the country. Now, will you roll the dice, please?
All right, I'm rolling. Here we go. There we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Park, place. Okay. Right next to the boardwalk. That's the best monopoly
okay,
on the board.
$350,
okay, come on.
$350.
Here you are. 500 change.
All right. Here's your deed.
All right.
Well, look at him gloating. You'd think he was really rich.
Yeah, well, I am rich. You know, a man is rich who can enjoy himself in the bosom of his family, huh?
Michael shakes his head.
You sure are shoveling it tonight, Archie.
Glowering, Archie holds his cigar in his hand.
man is rich who can enjoy himself. You know who said that? Marcus Welby, yeah?
Will you roll, huh?
I want to ask you something, Archie. That guy that you wouldn't give blood to, you know, the radical who got shot blowing up a building?
Yeah.
How do you know that the blood he finally gets won't be William Buckley's?
Because.
Oh, I gotta go to jail.
Edith reads a chance card.
Make it solitary confinement, huh?
Edith nods.
Because Bill Buckley would never give no blood of his to some radical who was blowing up buildings.
Archie, if Buckley's blood is in a bank, he's not going to know.
Well, he might not know, but then on the blood bank, they know. They got names on all the jars.
No, they don't.
Oh, he doesn't get the concept, Michael. Look, Daddy, blood is blood. It's all the same, no matter who it comes from.
No matter who it comes from. You hear that? You send them out to get a normal education, they come back with all these subversions. Where did they get it?
Edith stares at her piece.
Huh?
I can't talk. I'm in solitary.
Well, let me tell you something, little girl. Blood is like anything else in life. You got your good, you got your bad.
You do not know what you're talking about.
All right, for instance, John Dillinger had bad blood.
John Dillinger? Who is John Dillinger?
Oh, gee, listen to this guy. He's arguing blood. He don't even know who John Dillinger is. You're over your head, sonny boy. Get out of the water.
Look, Archie, I don't want to argue with you. I'm just stating a fact. All blood is the same.
Well, if all blood is the same, let me ask you this. How come they ain't got no Swedes in the mafia?
Puzzled, Gloria stares at them.
What's that got to do with anything?
Because your Italian's got a lock on it, that's why. It's in their blood. The same way it's in your black's blood to do the scooby-dooby-doo.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's true.
It's not true.
What I'm telling you, Archie, is an accepted scientific fact. You take any two pints of blood.
Yeah, any two.
One from Asia, one from America.
Or one from a black man, or one from a white man.
Yeah, any two pints of blood, and assuming that both donors are healthy, and the types match, those two pints of blood are interchangeable.
Yeah, because chemically, they're exactly the same.
Right, exactly.
You both finished?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You want my reaction? Commie propaganda, pure and simple.
Oh. That's bull.
That's straight from the Ruskies, right off the Kremlin line.
Archie, what I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you for the last time. Any man's blood will work in any other man's body, period. That's a fact.
College life has got you fooled.
Gloria stands.
This is a scientific fact, Archie. You argue with science.
Sitting back down, she grabs the dice.
I got some of the same blood in me as Katharine Hepburn. I'm just as surprised as you to hear me say that.
Edith takes her glasses off.
I don't think I've ever said it out loud before.
Oh, yes, you did, Edith. You did, believe me. Come on, roll.
You and Katharine Hepburn, the real Katharine Hepburn, Ma?
Yeah.
Oh, don't get us started on this again.
But we never heard it before, did we, Michael?
Oh, no, I'd like to hear the story. Go ahead, Ma.
Well, I was a little girl, about 11, and I was visiting with these relatives we had in Connecticut, in East Hartford. And it was summer, and we kids, the three cousins, we was chasing an ice truck, because then everybody had ice boxes instead of refrigerators, and they delivered ice. And in the summer, if you were a kid and you could get a piece of ice off of one of them trucks, well...
Archie glares at her.
Anyway, the truck stopped short, and I was running with my arm up like this.
Get on with it, Edith.
And this part of my arm, you can't see it now because of the dress.
She points at her bicep.
But I got it hooked right on this iron part that was sticking out of the back end of the truck. Oh, and I don't remember this part too good because I passed out. But I lost so much blood before they got me to the hospital, they had to give me a transfusion. Which they did.
Edith puts her glasses back on and tidies her Monopoly money as Gloria peers around, confused.
Of course that ain't it. She's got a long ways to go. Get to the main part, will you, Edith?
Oh, yeah. Well, at the same time that I was in the hospital, Katharine Hepburn was in there, too. And to make a long story short, my aunt heard that 3 days after he donated blood to me, the same man donated blood to Katharine Hepburn.
Edith beams, but the others share looks of confusion.
Something's wrong with the story, Mom.
Well, that's what happened.
Well, something's very wrong.
Yeah, Edith, now wait a minute. Let's get this thing straight. The whole point of the story always was that they put some of Katharine Hepburn's blood into you. Ain't that right?
Oh, no. The point was that they put some of the same blood in me as they put in Katharine Hepburn.
She nods decisively. Gloria smiles at Michael as Archie takes his cigar out of his mouth.
Well, the next time I hope you shall think twice before you encourage it. Will you roll the dice?
At the blood bank, Archie and Michael read a poster that says, "When someone gives, someone lives."
Getting a little queasy?
Don't be a wise guy. I let you talk me into coming down here, didn't I?
Yeah,
well, don't worry about me, because the sight of blood don't bother me none.
They walk past a Chinese gentleman in a suit on their way to their seats. Archie peers at him.
You see that guy there? What's he doing here?
Oh.
The chink over there.
The gentleman speaks with a nurse.
What's a chink doing here?
Oh, you mean a Chinese man?
All right, whatever. I was just wondering what he was doing here.
Well, he's here the same as everybody else to give blood.
Oh, no. He ain't gonna give no blood here.
What are you talking about? That's what everybody's here for.
Get out of here. He's an Oriental. That's a yellow race.
Oh, and of course he has yellow blood. Look, there's an Irishman with green blood. Hey, look over there. There's Governor Rockefeller.
Where?
There, the guy with the blue blood.
Knock off the funnies, will you? Now, look over there now.
He indicates the gentleman.
He ain't here to give blood at all. He's a doctor. Shows how smart you are, college boy. I bet the town they got a cheeky Red Cross taking blood for their own people.
Oh.
What do you mean? They must have the same thing up in Harlem, too.
Hey, Mr. Bunker, how's it going?
Oh, hiya, Lionel.
How are you? Lionel, how you doing?
The young black man joins them.
Imagine meeting you down here at the blood bank.
Michael turns to Archie.
What were you saying, Archie, about a blood bank up in Harlem or something like that?
Dummy up. Will you dummy up?
You feeling all right, Mr. Bunker?
Certainly.
Oh, he's all right, Lionel. He just didn't expect to see a black man down here giving blood.
Well, if you want to make an argument out of it, I bet he ain't down here to give blood at all. He's down here to do some kind of an odd job, right, Lionel?
Yeah, I sweeps up. I left my broom back there.
I need some water.
Get me some water, too, huh?
Lionel takes Michael's chair.
Poor Mike.
Huh?
They get all confused, don't they? You goody-goody white liberals. You tell them all men are brothers. You tell them we all come from the same garden. Right away, they think we all got the same blood. Ain't that ridiculous?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, if they start pumping our blood into you white folks, well, who knows what might happen? You could all turn black.
Well, I tell you, Lionel, I think there's some doubt about that.
You wouldn't want a chance it, would you?
No.
Michael returns.
But here's the guy that knows all about everything, eh? Mr. Big Liberal Ignoramus himself. Why don't you talk to Lionel here about some of your fancy scientific facts?
Lionel, you been putting them on again?
I think I need some water, too.
Lionel heads off.
This kid's got common sense. He knows his blood ain't the same as yours, even if you don't.
Archie,
What can I tell you? Let me take this by the numbers, all right? Let's see if we can really talk this thing through. Now, first, we'll take your heart.
Why my heart?
Well, my heart, your heart. It's the heart that pumps the blood, right?
Yeah.
Now, does your heart ask you who gave you the blood? No. It's just like the water pump in a car.
The water pump in a car? You get all choked up about some dingbat story about chasing an ice truck, and you sit here and you tell me the human heart's like a water pump in a car? The human heart is the most important, the most emotional organ in your body. It's where all your love and your romance is kept there. Everybody knows that. We ain't machines yet, sonny boy.
Yeah, but that's the point I'm trying to make, Archie. The heart is a machine. That's why they can give you a new one nowadays when the old one packs up. It's just like a car. It ain't like a car!
A nurse and a man turn to them.
Keep your voice down.
Archie, I'm just talking about transplants.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, if you're going to start talking about transplants, you're going to make my point for me. Now, the first time out with them transplants, they put a woman's heart in a...
Yeah, so what?
So it's tough enough for a woman and a man to live together in the same house to mind the same... Now, that heart was rejected, right? All right, case closed. Next case.
Archie, wait a second.
Let me talk. Take that dentist down there in South Africa, the Jewish guy. Every organ in his body was Jewish. Up on that if you don't believe me. Orthodox, too, for all I know. So what did they do? They put a Christian heart in the guy. Now, you know all them Orthodox Jewish organs have to reject that Christian heart. Or vice versa.
Lionel returns.
Lionel, come here, sit down. You know what we're just talking about here? Transplants.
Transplants? Oh, bad business. Unless, of course, it's white on white.
Oh, Lionel, will you cut it out, will you?
Let him talk. You see this guy here? He don't want to hear nothing from nobody unless it's his opinion.
You know, I remember one of the first heart transplants they did in South Africa.
Yeah, the Jewish dentist I was telling them about.
No, this is another one. Remember, they put the black man's heart in the white body. Now, you know those poor blacks in South Africa don't have their civil rights the way we do up here.
As Archie looks at Michael, Lionel rolls his eyes.
You see, things are still very segregated there. So, can you imagine that poor white body walking around with that black heart? I mean, the poor man wouldn't even know what restroom to use.
As Michael leans back exasperated, Archie considers...
I never thought of this.
Bunker, Mr. Archie Bunker.
Huh?
You're next.
What do you mean, me? You got a lot of other people here.
Follow me, please.
Yeah, all right. I'll be right with you there, nice. Okay, you guys, I'll see you later.
Archie follows the nurse.
Hey, Lionel. Come on. You gave blood before we got here, didn't you?
Sure, what? What do you think I do, sweep up around
him? Why do you have to go and tell him that for? Lionel, you don't know what trouble you start when you put them on like that.
Yeah, you're right. I really ought to stop it, but I just can't resist the temptation. You know?
Nearby.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just wiping your arm with a little alcohol. Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm sure. Like they say, I'm fit as a fiddle.
And ready for blood.
Huh?
Archie looks up from his cot as the nurse prepares the IV needle.
Hey, oh boy, them needles are much bigger than they used to be, ain't they, huh?
Now make a tight fist.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
The nurse adjusts a blood pressure pump.
Just kind of tip me off every step of the way, you know? Like, let me know when you're about to put the needle in, huh?
It is in.
Huh?
It is in.
Oh, gee. See, that wasn't nothing, was it? I bet you a lot of guys come in here to give you trouble, huh? They scream at the sight of the needle and all that. Yeah, there's a lot of them that way. Of course, those of us that was in the service, you know, we're used to it. Yeah, I was in the Army Air Corps, over in the war, the big war, you know. Yeah, I was over there in Foggia, Italy. See, it's nice over there, Italy. You wouldn't be one of them senoritas, would you?
The dark-haired nurse glares at him.
Well, you could be. I mean, you know, the dark hair and the dark eyes and all. Yeah, there was good times over there in Italy. Meeting some of them Italian dames over there. We met them through their families, you know. Hey, Joe, you want to meet my sister?
Archie laughs, but the nurse doesn't.
What's that?
The nurse rips open his blood pressure armband.
Nothing, just take it easy.
Jeez, made a hell of a noise. Let me know, will you, when you're taking the needle out?
It is out.
Huh?
It is out. Yes, just sit up here and hold this piece of cotton a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Are you all right?
Yeah, right as rain.
You want to stand up?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Tell them they can keep the ambulance in the garage. There's no sense in making a fuss by taking a little there, huh?
The nurse shakes Archie's bagged blood.
Is that mine?
Not anymore.
The nurse walks away. And Archie faints. Later, back at the house.
Here you are, Archie. Here's some juice. They say it helps restore the blood.
All right, Artie. Leave it there, Edith. Huh?
I don't know why you're so upset. There's nothing to be ashamed about, passing out at the sight of blood.
Edith, I told you that ain't it.
My sister used to faint at spiders in the bathroom.
Because they took too much out of me. They overdone it. They left me weak, that's all. Look at these two arms now. This one here is thinner than that one.
He sticks his arms out.
You see that?
Well.
What do you mean, well?
It's hard to say. I don't see your arms stretched out this way too often.
Well, I can see it even if you don't. They took too much out of this one here. I was hardly able to stagger home after it.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Archie. They don't make mistakes like that nowadays. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. We don't know what they're doing.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, he never did trust doctors. I think it's because you like to pay him.
That ain't it at all. Just I don't like it when they take extra blood out of you, that's all. I don't like a lot of things they do. Like what Mike and me was talking about before.
What do you mean, transplants?
Yes, I do. Some of these doctors beginning to look at us as if we was all a collection of spare parts.
Oh, now, Daddy, don't get paranoid about it. Medicine is still dedicated to keeping...
All right. But not against his will.
He points to the heavens.
What has his will got to do with it?
I ain't talking to you. You're an atheist.
Oh, wait a second. We're talking about modern medicine here. We're talking about doctors keeping us alive. Now, how did he get into it?
He was never out of it, buddy boy. Life and death is his business. And you gotta go when he calls.
Unless modern medicine saves you.
It can't.
What do you mean it can't? It happens all the time.
That's when he wasn't really calling. But when he really calls, you gotta go. And he don't want no quack doctors down here putting other hearts in here to keep you here against his will. Well, throws his schedule all off. You throw his schedule off and you're going to have to answer for it when you get up there.
Where?
Heaven, wise guy. You know damn well what I was talking about, heaven. When you get up there, he's going to want to know from you why you didn't come when you was called. Why you was late.
You really believe that?
I certainly do. Oh. And I'll tell you something else. You're going to have to answer up there to the guy whose heart you took down here.
Or to her, if it was a her.
Just let me finish, huh?
Edith nods.
Because that guy's going to want his heart back. Now, you just imagine yourself. You're up there in heaven. And you got to give that heart back up there, right? And now you got to start looking around for your own one. Now, what do you think you're going to... You think these doctors took care of it for you? Oh, no, not on your life. They just threw it into a pail with all the rest of the spare parts.
Archie drops a cigar into an ashtray.
It is. Your heart's in a pail. And you're up there in heaven with a hole in your chest.
Your turn, Daddy.
At the Monopoly board.
Oh, gee.
Archie grabs his arm.
Still hurts, huh, Daddy?
Yeah, it'll be all right when the weather gets warmer. Meantime, I'm rolling lefty. Hey, move for me, will you, Edith? Go ahead.
Oh, you got a chance.
Yeah, well, all right, pick the card.
Edith takes the chance card and puts on her glasses.
Oh, Archie.
Read the card.
Go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not.
All right, you don't have to read it all.
Directed by John Rich, written by Norman Lear. Mike Evans as Lionel, Jeannie Lanero as the nurse, associate producer Jane Thompson, music by Roger Kellaway. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss, based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spake, art director Don Roberts, audio Norm Dews.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1970 Tandem Productions, Inc.
Viacom.